You know, talking about like TV and acting and stuff, Juana Molina, noted actress back in Argentina back in the day, and you know, we here in New York and in the States didn't know any of that. We've all come to know her as a great singer-songwriter with a very distinctive sound. So I'm really looking forward to her set tonight.
You know, what I love about people like Juana Molina is that she is a true artist to her core.
Mm-hmm.
An artist who is not going to be held by the golden handcuffs of television, of being in a, you know, a comedy television show, but rather really wanting to find her heart and to follow that dream. So to me, Juana Molina is that borderless artist who can't be held back.
And she is someone who is taking part in this 15th anniversary edition of the Latin Alternative Music Conference here in New York. In fact, she'll be playing at Central Park.
Which is kind of extraordinary because last night or something like that, at 1 o'clock in the morning, Juana and her band were playing in Slovakia. They were driven 2.5 hours to Vienna, and then they got on a plane to Madrid, and then got on a plane and flew to JFK.
And then came straight here to the green space.
So it is truly an honor to have her here with such energy.
It's an honor to have her upright and awake is the truth of the matter. She's been on soundcheck as well, and you know, we've always been impressed by the work that she's done. Her latest album is called Wed 21, or Wed 21 if you prefer.
Let's give a round of applause. Live at the Green Space, Juana Molina.
Thank you.
Juana Molina, live from the green space. In this special public radio doubleheader, Latino USA and Soundcheck. Juana, welcome.
Hello, welcome. Thank you.
Do you know what language you're speaking, Juana?
I know. No, I'm distracted because the guitar is so distorted. I don't get it. Maybe it's a lack of sleep as well.
You may feel like you don't get it, but I think the audience completely gets it.
I think when people see an electric guitarist surrounded by racks of gear and foot pedals,
sound like
a
distorted.
Little distortion
sort of
comes with the territory.
It should be clean as crystal and water in a river in the summer with birds and flowers.
Wow.
Then, Juana, you need to go back to the acoustic guitar.
Don't dare
you. Oh! Those are some fighting words.
This is interesting, though, because this new record seems to be built around the sound of the electric guitar as opposed to the acoustic.
Both, actually. Mm-hmm. But the pedals, you know, give the acoustics some electric qualities.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you just tell me, Juana, you've been playing for a long time, but when did you discover guitar pedals?
Oh, the guitar pedals? I, first of all, looked for something that I had in the computer. It was an effect on the computer called a ring modulator. And I said, oh, I wish this pedal existed. One day, like 5 years later, I asked someone, oh, you know, I usually use this effect and I love it. It's called ring modulator and it's really cool. Why don't you get a pedal? I said, what? Does it exist? Of course it exists. The plugin exists because of the pedal. Okay.
Okay, and tell me the truth, Juana, when that
person... That is the truth.
But when that happened, what did you just... Were you like, oh my God, the truth of me being an actress who has become
being
a musician
an idiot.
Has come true? O sea, eres una idiota.
Total, completamente, sí. Pero bueno, ¿qué le voy a hacer?
Did you have a moment where you just said, you know, I'm leaving my acting, I'm leaving the comedy behind... because I know that this is what kind of music I want to make? Or did you just say, I want to go on an adventure to find my musical voice?
Ooh, I didn't ask me that question like that. I just knew that was something I needed to do since I was a little girl. So I started acting in order to have money to be able to pay my rent, my lessons. I knew that TV played well. And I had this skill of impersonating other people. I said, okay, I'm going to use that to make money and so I can play music. But then I got caught in my own trap and TV ate me. And
you are still a huge television star in Argentina.
Was. Yeah.
But people still know you from that.
They do. And when they see me in the supermarket, they say, oh, you're not working anymore.
Does TV try to pull you back in?
Yeah, totally, yes. But they couldn't.
How do you, I think for many people, of course, this is New York, a city that is
big.
But the home of artists, many of them, you know, it's hard. It's hard to stay in touch with your voice and with that dream. So what gave you that fortaleza to just say, no, you're not going to stop me from what I really want to do as an artist?
It's not something I really knew. It's something I learned by not doing it. Because once I was weak and I accepted to do something in theater that was only a month. It's only a month. But it was like 4 months of rehearsal. And my mind, it was a mind time. It's not a physical time. It's your mind that is taken by other things. So that's when I knew, okay, this is it. I'm not doing it. It was like a test. And I failed. But I didn't do it again. So
was that the vagina monologues?
Oh, shut up!
Wow, man. Being told twice in 10 minutes by my own guest to shut up.
Welcome to the football, John.
Must be doing something right.
No, I didn't like doing that, I need to say.
We just heard Eros, that was the last song that you...
Kind of a version of it, yes.
Maria, have you seen the video for Eros?
I have not.
You should watch it, but not immediately before going to bed. It is one of the creepiest little videos I have seen in many years.
It is a little creepy, yes, it's true.
Did you have anything to do with the sort of the concept of that?
The thing is, when we were making the cover of the record, there was a picture of me that the designer, Alejandro Ross, wanted to use, and I really didn't like it. I said, why don't you just hit my face? And so he copied the color of the dress I was wearing and just made me a blue face. And then he made holes. The cover of the record was going to be a mummy because I consider myself a mummy.
Momia or mamá?
Una momia.
Okay.
So, and we tried to make a happier mummy. But, and then we didn't like it, and we started to just to tear apart the paper around me, and well, we got that, and then we got the actual cover of the record that is not a mummy, but it's what it is. There's a movie called My Uncle Bonhomme, who could remember his lives from the past or something like that. Yes, from Apichapong Verasethakul. It's a Thailandese director, and in this movie, there's a creature in the dark that you could only see his eyes. So when we saw this creature, we thought about that. And bicho in Spanish means creature or beast. So bichapong was the perfect name for that beast. And that's...
I will just say, watch the video.
Well,
again, not just before you go to bed.
We obviously could talk with you for a long time because...
I think I prefer talking that playing tonight.
We want to hear more music from Juana Molina. So un aplauso para Juana Molina, live from the Green Space.